Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Today's guest, Quinn Nystrom, has shared her story of living with type 1 diabetes to over 250,000 people across the country over the past 17 years. Her message is simple. We must find a cure for diabetes and provide support and care for the millions of people living with the disease. And her new book, If I Kiss You, Will I Get Diabetes?, was inspired by her teenage self and is Nystrom's firsthand account of negotiating life with a chronic illness. So welcome, Quinn. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let us know, what inspired you to become such a huge advocate? And then, of course, ultimately, I'm sure, inspired you to write your book as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my younger brother, Will, was actually diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 5 years old. And so I was 10 at the time. And so when he was diagnosed, my parents sat my older brother and I down and told us, you know, that Will had been diagnosed. He was in the hospital. We went to visit him. He was hooked up to all these machines. We were completely shocked. I didn't know what type 1 diabetes was. My parents told us it was this chronic illness, that Will was going to have to check his blood sugar 4 to 6 times a day. He was going to have to give himself 4 to 6 insulin shots a day to stay alive. And that was a very scary concept to me as a fifth grader. Now my cute, very lively live wire of a brother was going to have to live this new life as a family, and how we as a family were going to have to kind of change our whole lifestyle to accommodate Will. And so I remember that next day walking down to the elementary school library and asking the librarian if there was any information about diabetes so that I could learn anything about the diabetes diagnosis. And all there was available were diabetic books written from a medical professional that were available. And, you know, as a fifth grader, some medical definitions were fine, but I couldn't understand. I couldn't relate to those types of readings. And so that thus, you know, all these years later has inspired me to write the book. But that's what got me first involved. And then the shock of the whole thing was myself getting diagnosed shortly 2.5 years later with type 1 diabetes myself, which was a huge shock and something that I just was not expecting.
Quinn, what do you say to kids, maybe that were about 12 or so years old like you were, or the parents of those children who get diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when they're experiencing that shock that you experience?
I mean, it's an incredibly difficult age, regardless if you're getting diagnosed with type 1 diabetes or not. Right? I think everybody can kind of go back to that teenage, adolescent age and think, we don't want to go back. And so when I'm talking to parents or when I'm talking to adolescent kids these days, it's about talking about how with type 1 diabetes, you know, it's an autoimmune disease, which means, you know, there's nothing you can do to prevent getting type 1 diabetes. We know that from science. So you might not have gotten the choice to get it, but you do have the choice of how you react to getting it. You have the choice of how you react moving forward, of how you're going to choose to live your life. And so I talk to people about living a life of empowerment. Diabetes is an exhausting disease. I mean, it is. It's chronic. We don't get to take a day off. It is very tiring, always having to check your blood sugar, give yourself insulin shots, to literally just stay alive every day. But again, you know, your other choice is to live a very, you know, sick life in the hospital. And so I tell these kids, these parents, you know, if these adolescent kids, these young adults can choose to make the best of the situation, that they can lead a fairly normal life. I mean, my brother and I, we've traveled the world. I've danced with the Maasai tribe in Africa. I've gone swimming with the stingrays. You know, I've done anything any other normal kid has done. You know, I have not let diabetes determine my fate. And I think that's a real powerful message. You know, the powerful word of can to people when they're being diagnosed.
Yeah, that is, and of course that I think could apply to a lot of different things as well. So that's a message that's important for so many people. And what is the biggest misconception you found about a person living with diabetes?
You know, I think there are several misconceptions out there about diabetes. You know, I think it's difficult because with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, they're two very different diseases, but oftentimes most people don't know that there's a difference. And so, you know, type 1 is an autoimmune disease, which means you can't prevent it from getting it. And type 2 diabetes, you know, we hear often about in the media, sometimes you can prevent type 2 diabetes. 75% of type 2 diabetics have it because of an obesity-related issue. And that's what we hear about most often in the media, because that makes up 90% of the 27 million Americans who live with diabetes. So it's difficult because most people think diabetes is just diabetes in our country. So oftentimes I will get people, you know I'm a diabetes advocate, who come up to me who will say, you're not that fat, Quinn. How do you have diabetes? Right?
Right.
Or,
yeah.
You know, and you're sort of like, oh, that's, you know, I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment or what. Or people will say to me, I mean, the inspiration behind the title of the book, right? That was my senior prom date asking, as he went in for the kiss, you know, if I kiss you, will I get diabetes? And the thing is, you know, people chuckle, but mm-hmm. He was an educated kid. And that was a serious thought in his head of, you know, is diabetes contagious? And so there are those misconceptions out there about the disease. You know, when I was diagnosed in seventh grade, I remember a kid asking who sat next to me in class if he could be moved away because he thought I was contagious. I mean, so there are so many misconceptions, and I feel like sometimes people are afraid to talk about those because they don't, you know, they don't want to say them out loud. They don't want to sound unintelligent. But they talk about in the book. I mean, I'm happy that my senior prom date asked me the question. I mean, he never got his kiss because that was a real buzzkill, right?
Yeah.
That's not the way you woo a girl with diabetes, but it was something for me to say, these are the times, these are opportunities for people with diabetes to say, instead of getting mad or offended, these are the times we take to try to educate people.
Right. Right. Absolutely, Quinn. I mean, that's that's the point, right? You're out there, you're letting people in, understanding what the issues are, and you're doing that across the country, of course, and now with your new book, If I Kiss You, Will I Get Diabetes? So, Quinn, we are bumping up against the clock, unfortunately, but I want to invite our listeners to find out much more, everything they want to find out on Quinn and the work she does to help improve the lives of people living with diabetes while working to find a cure. You can log on to her website at quinnnystrom.com, and that's Q-U-I-N-N, another N, Y-S-T-R-O-M.com, quinnnystrom.com. And, of course, her book, If I Kiss You, Will I Get Diabetes, is available through her website as well as Amazon.com. So thank you, Quinn, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.